BBC News. Syrian government forces have been making rapid progress into eastern Aleppo in a major offensive to cut the rebel-held area in two. After retaking both the Henano and Jabal Badra districts, fighting has continued in several other neighbourhoods, putting rebel fighters under increasing pressure. President Assad's forces are reported to have cut the narrowest point of the rebel-held area to just 500 metres across. Activists say that several thousand civilians have fled, both to government and other rebel-held areas. François Fillon is on course to win the presidential nomination for France's centre-right Republican Party. He's predicted to have won almost 70% of the vote in the second round runoff, beating his sole rival Alain Juppé. The most prominent dissident group in Cuba has cancelled its weekly protest march for the first time in 13 years, following the death of the man they opposed, Fidel Castro. The leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler, said she wanted to allow others to mourn. The Brazilian president, Michel Temer, has said he will block attempts to approve legislation granting amnesty to politicians who received illegal donations from private companies during their election campaigns. Brazilians have taken to the streets in recent weeks to protest against the measure. The son of one of the key figures in the Iranian Revolution has been sentenced to 6 years in jail for releasing a tape in which his father condemned the mass execution of political prisoners. Iranian media outlets say that Ahmed Muntazari was found guilty of acting against national security and spreading propaganda. Indonesian police say they've arrested two further militants who allegedly planned to attack prominent sites in the capital, Jakarta, including the embassy of Myanmar. All three are believed to belong to an Indonesian organisation that supports the Islamic State group. BBC News.